702 for the curious.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
Good evening, Peter, and thank you for joining us.
Good evening, Dashwell. It's good to be with you.
Great stuff. So, very interesting story from yourself as well as Mandy Wiener via News 24. Looking at this whole issue of what crime intelligence is investigating. And I think the obvious and the first comment to make is the fact that it seems that lately crime intelligence has been in the headlines for all the right reasons, that they're actually looking into things that they're supposed to be looking into. But this time around, looking into the possibility of sabotage when it comes to the fact that you, me, and everyone else is experiencing up to stage 5 and 6 load shedding.
Well, yes, Joshua. I think it's something that everyone has been wondering about since earlier this year when load shedding again became a big issue. Let me just qualify Mandy and my report this evening by saying no evidence yet that we know of. What we do know is, though, that it is being investigated as a possibility. Now, following today's briefing by Minister of Public Enterprises, Robin Gordhan, it's very clear that the depth and the scope and the breadth of the problems that Eskom is facing is much bigger than we initially thought it was. And I think the authorities are just trying to cover their tracks, trying to see and trying to consider all possibilities. But it must be said as well that Minister Gordhan today did say that there is pushback and resistance within Eskom to all efforts to reform and reconstruct Eskom effectively. There's active resistance by people that are still working inside of Eskom, people that are not amenable to efforts to turn the utility around, and people that are still very much aligned with the state capture project. And I think it's all feeding into the same thing.
I mean, Peter, there's a lot of things to unpack there and to talk about, actually, to be quite frank, because, I mean, first and foremost, you and I both know, and I don't know whether you would confirm what my suspicions are, but all too often we find that Minister Pravin Gordhan, when he hints at something, 9 out of 10 times there is, if not 99 out of 100 times, he pretty much has made up his mind. Very rarely does he sort of throw out a speculation. Or is it a case of him attempting to throw mud and just see what sticks? Generally speaking, it seems that he knows what he's talking about. I mean, it is, and it's a thought that definitely crossed my mind, that suddenly Eskom was sort of on the right path, and then boom, suddenly because of a hurricane and power supply that we're not supposedly dependent on on a life or death basis. Now suddenly we have this massive problem with power cuts, and that sabotage could possibly play a role in this one.
Well, I think, Gashel, I think the problem that Eskom is facing, or are facing, all the problems that it's facing, it's not one single problem. It's a confluence and it's a convergence over a number of issues. And I think after today's briefing, I think it's very clear that it's a combination of a lack of maintenance, poor planning, poor governance, obviously state capture, rent-seeking and corruption, and then also the internal context, the political context. And I think that's what crime intelligence is looking at. Now, the unions that are very strong in Eskom, NUMSA and other unions, are very much opposed to the restructuring plans announced by Minister Gordhan and Minister of Finance, Tito Mboweni. And as far as our information goes, and as far as we could ascertain today, is that it could be, and it's not definitely so, but it could be disgruntled employees of Eskom who are trying to block whatever restructuring plans are on the table. And that it could mean things like the blocking of coal trucks or various attempts at sabotage or subterfuge to try and use leverage in negotiations with Eskom and government. So there are many things on the table. But, one of the issues that are also being discussed, one of the possibilities is that Eskom might be sabotaged from within by elements aligned to the state capture project to weaken Cyril Ramaphosa and the ANC ahead of the election. Of course, next year we will be having the ANC's midterm conference, and there's speculation is rife that there will be an assault launched on Cyril Ramaphosa. So it's a combination of governance, politics, and poor maintenance and poor management by ESCOM.
So, I mean, what I find just absolutely interesting about this is that in the world of politics, generally speaking, obviously you want to, if you're the incumbent, and especially if you're the incumbent party, you want to win. And, we know now that there is a challenge to the absolute, inverted commas, in absolute power of the ANC as we stand. It's tenuous, they are nervous, they are working really hard. Having power cuts of this nature, giving people the impression and having the feeling as South Africans that our government is coming apart at the seams and that they can't even run, an SOE like Eskom, and then let alone the SABC or SAA or any of the other state-owned enterprises that we could mention, the long list that exists. I mean, surely this doesn't bode well for anyone that has a political career at this stage. So why risk it all? Because if it is people coming from a particular faction, the fact of the matter is what they're risking is losing their own jobs in the process.
Yeah, look, a couple of things, Kajal. I think this is nothing short of disastrous, politically speaking, for the ANC. We are 7-8 weeks out from a crucial election, a general election. It only comes around every 5 years.
Mm.
It will now be happening off the back of years of state capture, of a public that really is tired of being lied to, of a public that's tired of having to pay the price for grand corruption. And now this is happening. I mean, the lights aren't being kept on. I don't think there's anyone listening to this book, anyone that can listen. I mean, I'm very sure there's thousands of people that cannot listen to your show. It's not because they don't have electricity and they don't have power. So politically, this is an absolute disaster for the ANC. And all things being equal, the ANC will be punished at the polls on the 8th of May. But also, internally in the ANC, there are factions and groupings at play, at work, against each other, where the national interest doesn't feature. And increasingly, the interest of the ANC doesn't feature either. It's the interests of different factions that are being advanced and are being considered rather than the national, even the ANC's interest. So you do have opposition in the ANC to the renewal project launched by President Cyril Ramaphosa, which is increasingly getting resistance. And that faction won't seemingly stop at anything to try and seize power again, even if it means collapsing the grid, even if it means reduced majority for the ANC, which sounds very cynical, but we've become used to cynical politics over the last couple of years.
I'll use a very bad analogy. What we're basically getting at is that as the rats are taking the ship down with them, it's a case of saying that, listen, we're going down. We're not going to go down by ourselves. We're going to take down the entire ship in the process.
That, and we want to get the other rat off the ship so we can retake the ship and try to make it float again. So there is a loss of power, loss of influence, the networks of patronage and rent-seeking. They want to keep that intact. If that means crashing the ship of state on the rocks of electoral defeat, then so be it.
Look, mate, I'm wrapping up this conversation just finally in a couple of seconds. I mean, looking at this, as I said, this seems to be speculation. The minister seems to be hinting at something. In terms of your own work, your own journalistic work into this, is it likely? Is this a likely, in other words, is this speculation well-founded in possible fact?
Sorry, just to be the question, is it likely that?
Is it likely that this is actually what's going on at the moment, that this is not just pure speculation and throwing things in the dark?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt that it's not only happening inside ESCOM, it's happening inside the National Prosecuting Authority, it's happening inside the South African Revenue Service. There are many fronts to this war, and there's many fronts of resistance to the reform process started by President Cyril Ramaphosa. The reason why we've seen this So clearly in ESCOM, it's because the lights are off. It's the clearest manifestation of poor governance and of resistance to reform.
100%. Let's leave it there, Peter. Thank you so much. All the best to you, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers. That was Peter Dutoy, assistant editor at News 24.